I think it was just about the day after that I spoke to you at the radio station. I woke up in the middle of the night, like literally 2 o'clock in the morning, hearing music. And I had been working, struggling with what I was going to do with this one particular movement. And I just heard it in the middle of the night. I've never had that kind of experience before. So I got up and I tried to, I didn't actually notate notes and pitches, but I tried to write down in words exactly what, how I would describe what was going on with different parts and things, because it was, what I was hearing was for exactly the instrumentation that I'm working on. And then tried to recapture as much of it as I could the following day. I think I got pretty close to some of it. It's one of the pictures of the Himalayas, the Kanchenjunga, just a great landscapes of, you know, deep blue and purple and white peaks. So I got excited about that, and it actually was what helped me finish that movement, or at least see how that was going to work. That was a major step forward. And I guess the next thing is that as I'm working on things, I'm starting to hear what comes next. And I think for me, that's always a sign that things are happening somewhere, maybe subconsciously. If I'm working on something and I'm struggling and I don't hear where it's going, I just say, oh, the heck with this, and I throw it away, or I just go on to something else. But I seem to be able to work things through a little bit more. So I'm definitely more optimistic and feeling like things are going to complete themselves. I just spent an afternoon working on a piece that I thought needed some more stuff. And I just threw a lot of notes in, and I think I just sort of made a mess of it. So I think the old adage, the less is more, is probably going to be true. So I'm trying to think more along those lines and not worry about it.